Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, and it reads this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, last time we pointed out how this gospel went to the Jew first. And having said that, Paul is connecting the gospel he's proclaiming here with the Old Testament scriptures. In chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, Paul said he was separated to the gospel of God concerning his son. And he said that that gospel was promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. We can go to passages like Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 and see Christ coming to die for sinners. Now, we also pointed out the extent of that, the fullness of that, was not revealed until the Apostle Paul, but it teaches us a lesson. We can never neglect the Old Testament scriptures. They're very important. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, in verse 17, it reads this, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." It might be a good exercise if you go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, and underline all the connecting words. In verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation." Verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." Verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven." Paul is building here logically. The word "for" connects us with what went before, because there are very important steps here in this message. So we see in verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." How is the gospel the power of God unto salvation? He says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed." So we see here that in the message itself, God is revealing his righteousness. And what is the righteousness of God? I'm going to say it very simply. It's God doing the right thing. We're going to study here in Romans as we go along that God is being just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Job asked the question in the Old Testament, "How shall a man be just with God?" And Romans answers that question. And Job's comment really means, "How can sinful man be just with God?" Romans explains how God can do the right thing, how he can justify somebody and yet at the same time be just. God never ceases to be holy. God never ceases to be pure. And in justifying sinners, he does it in the right way. So God is just and the justifier. Now, notice it also does not say that the love of God is revealed in the gospel. It does not say, "For therein is the love of God revealed." It's the righteousness of God revealed. Yes, God does love us, but God must always do the right thing. The Bible says in John's epistles that God is light and God is love, and he does not cease to be either one in dealing with sin. So we go on here, and it says in Romans 1:17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." Now, this is a confusing term to many, but I think it just means this. God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith. In other words, we believe it from start to finish. Our lives are lived by faith from start to finish. We believe it, and we never trust in our own works, but we believe in the good news concerning Christ and his accomplishments from start to finish. And in Hebrews, this term, "the just shall live by faith," is always connected with drawing back. And if you read Hebrews in chapter 9, we see that the just shall live by faith, excuse me, chapter 10, "the just shall live by faith, and those who draw back, he will have no pleasure in." Hebrews chapter 10, we can't get into the context of that right now. But the just shall live by faith is contrasted with drawing back. So we as believers, we don't draw back and ever trust in our own works. We live by faith. We always rely on the accomplishments of Christ on our behalf. In this term, from faith to faith, the only other thing I can see that's similar to this is when Paul uses the term from glory to glory in 2 Corinthians 3. I think it's from one degree of glory to another. And here in Romans 1, it's from faith to faith. It's from faith to faith, from start to finish. And it says here that the just shall live by faith, not just are saved by faith. A just one lives by faith. It's all about living from start to finish. We believe God, and when we believe God, we act on it. And that's life, friends. Life is living by faith. And this term, the just shall live by faith, notice also, it's singular. In the Young's literal translation, it's the just one shall live by faith, and the person who lived by faith most of all was Christ himself. He lived by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In Ephesians 3:12 and Philippians 3:9, we see that we live by the faith of Christ, Galatians 2:20 and other passages. But we'll have to stop there. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.